What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Michael. I'm a taxpaying American citizen. I'm also a business owner, and I want to say I also contribute a great deal of money to a local variety of local agencies supporting the arts, education, and so forth. On Saturday morning, my daughter called me and told me that she had seen me. She had seen my picture on a sex offender's website. She had seen my name, my address. She had seen the name of the city that I live in and so forth.
All right, are you?
My name and my address.
Okay.
And the city that I live in on a website for registered sex offenders. And my daughter tells me the idea behind this is to let parents know where sex offenders live. And I am in communication with my attorney right now. And I will have this website, and I will have these links taken down, and I will file a lawsuit for damages.
All right, I gotta interrupt you, Michael. The first question that I have to ask you is, are you a sex offender? Did you register as a sex offender, you know, as the law requires?
I will tell you what I told the police and what I told the press when I was interviewed. I was not molesting what I thought was a child.
That's not the argument.
In no way did I give my consent to have my full name and my full address placed on a website and have me publicly identified as a child molester. And I will repeat, Mr. Hendry, what I said. When I get done with a lawsuit, I don't think there'll be a taxpayer in this country that isn't going to feel the sting of the lawsuit that I'm going
to
file.
All right, but I got to get back to your original claim. All right, and how old was the child that you were convicted of molesting?
I think you people in the media love to use that word, and you love to use that word because it is a shortcut to having an argument. But the idea...
You were convicted of molesting, quote, a minor, a child. I'm simply asking, how old was this child?
This was a young man of 13 who I was completely convinced was a 19 or 20-year-old man. And when I was arrested and I told the police, I said, look at this young man's picture and you answer me honestly, would you consider him to be an 18 and a 20-year-old? And of course, the language that they used to me was typical of a stupid cop. But I'm going to file a lawsuit.
Sir, the result of the Megan's Law, sex offenders have to register.
I'm fully aware of Megan's Law, and I know about registering, but when I got a call from my daughter, and subsequently I got a call from my wife from where she works, because she, I guess, had been looking at this with my daughter, and she told me that it's on a website with my picture and my home address, and there's a full description of me. I'm going to tell you that the lawsuit that I filed, every taxpayer in America is going to feel the sting of this, that the American people would allow something like this.
All right, the law says that you have to be...
I know what the law says, Mr. Hendry.
Then you're aware of the fact that the law says that you are made, this information is public, via a website.
I was never informed of this. I was never informed of this. And if I signed away my rights... My primary message, Mr. Hendry, is that you cannot sign away your rights in this country. And the people of this country have made a very big mistake, because when I get through suing the federal government, I am going to enter this in a federal court. The taxpayers of this country might not have a nickel left. That's how I feel about this. I am outraged. It is a violation of my right to privacy. It is doing to me what they claim I did to that child.
But what the argument is, when you molest a child, you forfeit certain rights under this law.
Well, I'll tell you this, that you can you know, you could get by having just given everyone an argument to make when they talk to their friends that you forfeit your rights. But I can tell you, people don't know what is being done to people like me. When I went out on a dinner date with a man that I believed to be an investment banker, who represented himself as an investment banker.
The boy that you took out to dinner, this is a 13-year-old boy.
I did not know he was a 13-year-old boy.
But that's the argument that a lot of molesters make, sir. That's the argument, oh, I didn't know she was this, I didn't know that he was this.
I thought that this man was a investment banker. And
well, let me ask you something. Did you meet him at the restaurant?
Well, I don't understand what your question. What has that got to do with anything?
I just want to know. Did you meet him at the restaurant, or did you pick him up?
I don't understand what your question has to do with anything, though.
Because it speaks to his maturity if you met him at the restaurant. Tell you what, I'm going to give our phone number out.
Well, when you give out your phone number, Mr. Henry, please keep in mind that you, you know, you're sitting there giving the audience their argument, and they don't know what to say. You gave them their argument when you said you forfeit your rights. You cannot forfeit your constitutional rights as far as my information goes. And
well, the fact is, the kid that you were caught with was underage.
And that's fine, but I'll tell you this. You put my name on a website. You put my face on a website. You put my address on a website. And when I get done suing the federal government and taking to task every single taxpayer that has allowed this to happen, I will be the wealthiest man in the history of the world, and the federal treasury could very well be bankrupt. And
all right, those are very brave words, sir. Hold on for a minute.
These are not just brave words. This is a promise.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't want to give the name of this gentleman. We're calling him Michael. His anonymity we have guaranteed. We will say that he is a registered sex offender. We will also say that he is can be found on a variety of websites that make that information public. And as you have heard, this man is taking to task the entire concept behind the Megan's Law in terms of making the information of these individuals public. I want to ask you, Michael, when you say you're going to sue the federal government, and what exactly will be the grounds? What has your attorney told you?
We will sue the federal government over a very basic constitutional principle, which is the right to privacy. We will sue the federal government, Fourth Amendment, that they have. They endanger the safety of individuals by putting this information out on a website, that by printing someone's address and printing someone's phone number, they are virtually guaranteeing that that individual will be physically harassed and quite possibly injured. It's no different from putting a doctor's name on a website whose politics you may not happen to agree with, or who performs abortions or what have you. These people are the same people that go out and shoot abortion doctors in the back. Now they want to get me and other people shot in the back. I don't care about the rest of these guys. I'm not a pervert. And I'm going to tell you something right now.
You were caught by the police with a 13-year-old boy.
That may well be. I am not a pervert.
Well, what else do you call it, having sex with an underage boy?
I told you that young man had represented himself with stationery, printed cards, a briefcase, everything, that he was an investment banker working out of San Francisco.
When you picked him up for dinner that night, where did you pick him up at?
When I picked him up for dinner, where did I pick him up? I don't understand what the nature, what is the purpose of that question?
I want to know, if this guy's an investment banker that you thought, did you pick him up at a hotel? Did you pick him up at his own home?
I picked him up at his home, yes.
And how old did you believe him to be?
I'm not going to fight this case again, Mr. Henry.
I'm just curious. How old did you think he was?
I thought he was 20 years old.
Now, you picked him up in a part of town where the homes are rather upscale?
Yes.
So a 20-year-old guy owns his own 6,000-square-foot house?
Again, I'm not going to fight my case again. I'm just going to take, you know, you people in the media love to use this kind of argument so that you want me to be a pervert, but you get away scot-free.
I haven't been accused of, nor have I been convicted of, nor have I been, that's not even my problem, man. And I wouldn't even make this my problem were not for the fact that you're the guy that's saying you want to make sure that you're going to sue the government because you don't want your name on these Megan's Law websites.
I don't want my name on it.
Is this like a class action thing for all the other sex offenders out there?
I don't care about those guys. I care about me. I care about my rep. My daughter calls me up and says, hey, Dad. And this is the way she put it to me. She said, hey, Dad, you know, surprise, surprise. I don't know whether you know this or not, but your face, your name, your address is on a sex offender's website.
Is your daughter aware of what you were charged with?
Yes, she is.
All right. Is your daughter, your wife, the least bit shocked or?
They were very disappointed in me. Of course they were. Very disappointed. But I think in times like these, families come together. And, you know, you may not like somebody in your family, but if they're attacked by an outsider, you draw the wagons, you know.
You draw the wagons. So when your family found out that you were with a 13-year-old boy...
I told you I'm not a pervert. My wife calls up and says to me, hey, I don't know whether you're awake yet, but if you want to wake up without coffee, go over to www. She gave me a website. And I said... I was shocked. And she said, wake up call. You know, she's on the other end of the phone laughing because they enjoy, you know, she's got a problem with me for a lot of reasons. So she loves to see me get skewered. But I will tell you this, as I told her, I'll sue until there's blood for what they've done to me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Man's name is Michael. A registered sex offender who didn't know his face and his name and his home address and his a lot of personal information would be put on a website. He says he's going to sue because he's not a pervert, even though he was convicted of sex with a child. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news, it's The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Michael, I want to say to you, I am not unsympathetic. Sir, the crime you committed, I understand you were punished?
I was remanded to first of all, let me say this. I was in jail for 3 months before my case even came up. My attorney was not able to raise, nor was my family able to raise the bail money. The bond the judge set, we thought was extremely harsh, and my attorney even appealed to court to lower the amount of bond required for my release. The judge would not do that. And so I was in the system for a good 3 months before my sentencing, and eventually I was given 1 year in a state prison, and I was given a 5-year probationary period. I have to meet with a probation officer. I have to comply with the court-ordered therapy and court-ordered rehabilitative programs. I'm not allowed to be around children that are not my own. My daughter is now grown. She is a 26-year-old woman. My wife is a woman who is, she's in business. So this is not only hurting me; it's hurting my own business. And
what you find fault with is that you're on a website?
Of course, I find fault with that. Why wouldn't I find fault with the fact that not only have I served my time, but now my face is on a website. You could Google my name and my face comes up on a website. I don't think there's a lawsuit big enough, Mr. Hendry. I don't think there's enough money in the world that would satisfy me, given the level of indignation that I feel. And I guarantee you this. I don't know how much money we'll win. But when we are finished, the American people will feel it in their pocketbooks.
You sound as if you're vindictive toward the American people.
Because they've allowed this law to exist, and they've allowed me to have my face all over the place, so that when my daughter calls up, and she thinks it's a big joke, and she says, hey, I forget what she called me. She called me, hey, John Wayne Gacy, it's your wake-up call. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, go over to www something or other. And she's howling with laughter.
Your daughter thought it was funny that you're on a child molester website?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, her, all of her friends. See, this is what I'm talking about. And my wife and her friends, they think it's funny. Not only that, but on my street, if anybody finds out where I live, now I've got people who are going to be looking at me a certain way. And you know what? They've jeopardized my well-being. They've jeopardized my safety. And if something happens to me as a result of this law, I've instructed my family to file a lawsuit so massive that it could shut down the federal treasury.
All right. You must have a hell of a lawyer.
I got a great lawyer.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Is Robert there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, man. I'm sorry about what happened to you and everything, but you deserve to be on that website.
No,
you
I don't. No,
you
I
were,
don't.
I
was incarcerated, and I served the sentence that the court had handed down. And that's the end of that.
Part of your sentence is that your face will be on that website.
Well, you know what? It's unconstitutional.
So that I know, so that my kids, I can keep you away from my children.
What if something happens to me as a result of my face and my address being on that website, if somebody comes along and puts a shank in my back as a result of my family? What if something happens to my family? What if something happens to my family? If my daughter is hurt because my name is on a website and my address, I guarantee you from the grave I will come back.
Yes, that would be horrible if your family was hurt in any way.
Really?
I absolutely agree.
Well,
but if you were to get shanked in the back,
I will come back as a ghost. You know, I mean, that's how strong I am.
If you were to get shanked in the back, that is one less child molester for me to worry about.
And what if my daughter or my wife did?
Like I said, I would feel very, very bad
if
that happened.
Oh, you'd feel bad about it? You know what? Because of what you just said, I don't believe in the supernatural, but it's almost like I want to come back from the grave and haunt your ass.
Wait a minute.
Look at Mr. Henry.
No,
I fear a ghost less than I'm going to fear you around my kids.
So you're asleep one night, and you hear me coming down the hall going, ooh, you're not afraid of that?
No. Dude, you need to get a grip on reality.
Yeah, look, let's quit talking about ghost stories. Let's talk about reality.
Well, the reality is this. If because of my face being published or my daughter, my family gets hurt or I get hurt, I don't see anything in the law that says that you're allowed to go kill a child molester when you find his address. See, do you understand that?
Yes,
in the
I
law?
Do.
Do you understand that's the law?
I agree.
No, it's not in the law, no.
All right. But if it happens, are you going to prosecute the person that killed me?
Yes.
Chances. You are? You just got done saying that you don't mind one...
No, I do not mind
all the more
happening.
Reason for me to have to go, oh, man, I want to haunt your ass.
What?
Am I the one who's going to do it? No, because I'm not a murderer.
But you're happy
but
that I'm dead.
I'm going to keep my kids away from you.
You're happy
if
that
someone
I'm dead?
Does it, yes, I'm going to support it.
You're happy I'm dead?
Yes, but the person should still be prosecuted. This is America. You can't murder people, and you cannot child molest
and
people
I'm a guy,
either.
And I'm the guy that's got to get a grip on reality.
Look, this gentleman is saying things that any father would say. I don't want a child molester around my kid. I don't want laws broken, is what we're saying. Laws.
Yes.
Laws against murder, laws against children being molested, and we need to know where you guys are.
But both of you guys laugh off the idea of supernatural events. Is that it?
Well, what are you saying, man? You got to come back and haunt us?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, though, that the indignation I feel could reach out from the grave, yes.
Well, what does that mean? So you're threatening, people are going to hurt people after you die?
No, I just, doesn't this man, your name is Robert, right?
Yes.
Do you believe in ghosts? You don't believe in ghosts?
Yes and no.
And you hear me coming down the hall in the middle of the night.
Do I believe that if you get shanked, you're going to come haunt me? No, I do not.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
His name is Michael. We will not give you a last name. And we're not even saying that that's his real first name. We've guaranteed him anonymity. He's a man who was convicted of a sex offense against a minor boy and served a one-year sentence in state prison, has been on probation, and has found his name and his address and his personal information on sex offender websites. He's very outraged, and you are threatening lawsuits, sir. You say that your daughter and your wife have both called and mocked you and ridiculed you because of this. I'm surprised they haven't done something even stronger. I'm surprised that they're not shocked and outraged. Does your wife still live with you?
Oh, yes, my wife still lives with me. Of course she does. My wife loves me. My daughter is still very much in touch with me. We have a very close family. And I'm not trying to excuse what I did. I'm saying to you that had I known it was a 13-year-old boy and not a 21-year-old investment banker, I would never have done what I did. So I don't think of myself as a pervert. But what I am saying, I want to be made very clear that my face and my personal information is on a website, and my home address is on a website, that if anything happens to my family as the result of the state and the people of this country publishing this information, I don't believe in ghosts, Mr. Hendry. I know that you, what you were saying, but I came across a child's recording, and it was a Halloween record. And I've got a little clip of it here. Now listen, this is the ridiculous cartoon sound, if you will, of a ghost. Here it is. All right, now we can laugh at that, but imagine that happening for real. If I am so angry now, do you think my anger will be contained by a coffin? And
I don't know what you're saying, but I think you've seen too many of those prison movies where the guy, swears revenge from the grave.
No, but I will tell you this. I know how they feel. The outrage that I feel is so intense that, play the other one. My daughter's here. She thinks the whole thing's funny. You hear that? That's some spooky music.
I want to ask, I'd love to talk to your daughter and see what she thinks about having a father that's a child molester.
You know what? My daughter is not happy about that at all. She has not stopped giving me a rash and a you-know-what over it. She never fails to rib me about it. She never fails to give me a hard time about it.
A hard time and ribbing over child molestation. This isn't as like you shanked a freaking drive on the golf course. This is...
I understand what it is. It's a serious crime.
1-800-449-8686. Cheryl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey. You know, I don't know, where do you get off? You went to jail and did a year for something.
Yes,
ma'am.
You're
not saying what you did that time for. You did it for child molestation, so there was a definite intent on your part to do what you did. And then you talk about
it was with a 21-year-old investment banker. I'm not saying I didn't have sex with him, but I thought he was 21 years of age.
It was
what? Somewhere in the conversation, you had to have figured out that he was younger than what he was. And even if you didn't, you did the time for it, and it's the law that people have
Cheryl,
to know who you are.
Cheryl, let me ask him. I want to ask him, Michael, where did you pick this guy? You thought he was a 21-year-old investment banker.
That's correct, yes.
Where did you exactly pick him up so the two of you could go to dinner?
What difference does that make, Ms. Dan?
It makes a big difference to me. Tell me, where did you pick him up?
I met him in a local park. I told him I'd pick him up at a park.
All right, so a 21-year-old investment banker, you go to the park. He's going to meet you at the park?
Yes. Why is that unusual?
Well, I figure if you're going to meet a guy, pick him up at a hotel, at his apartment, at his condominium, at his home.
Well, I met him at a park.
Where did the... You said a restaurant.
We went to a restaurant for dinner, yes.
And you picked him up at a park. Which is it, the restaurant or the park?
No, I took it. Excuse me. We made arrangements to have dinner, and when I said, where should I pick you up, he said, near the liquor store at a park.
Oh, near the liquor store at a park.
Well, I don't care truly whether the two of you believe me or not, because the anger that I feel over having my kisser smashed all over the internet makes me want...
Well, people have to know so that they can protect their children from people like you. And you just have to accept that. And,
what about these people that go around beating up child molesters? And they go to their house and burn them down.
Where have you heard that?
Are you kidding?
Where did you read that?
It's in the news every day. They got some people are marching up and down the street with signs. They want a child molester out of the house, throwing rocks through the window. If anything happens to my daughter or my wife,
nobody wants anything. Nobody wishes any ill will toward you, your family.
Oh, really?
But the fact is that you're a sex offender.
Ma'am,
you're registered as a sex offender.
Abortion doctors.
And you're not going to get a dime from the taxpayer for that.
If they've jeopardized my safety, abortion doctors have been shot because their personal information's been published on websites. Now you do the same thing with sex offenders. If I get shot or somebody gets shot, do you understand that the lawsuit that will be filed will shut the federal government down? This
no, it's
is
not.
It's a violation of my constitutional rights.
It's the
law. Ma'am, not all laws are constitutional. Gotcha.
All right, will you stop with that?
You know, I like how the lady laughs. I like how she...
You're lying.
Ma'am,
you really are. I mean, you're talking as if...
I will tell you that my...
You're being ironic about it. Like, oh, my gosh. You know, you're so indignated that your face is all over the
internet. Yes, ma'am,
I am.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you be outraged by that?
No, I wouldn't be outraged if I committed a sex crime against a child.
Well, ma'am,
that's a part of the punishment, and that's the law, and I have to accept it.
Is the point here, Mr. I don't want to give your last name. Is the point here, Michael, that you feel this law is unconstitutional?
I not only feel the law is unconstitutional, I think it does to me what they say I did to that kid. That's what I think it is. I think this law endangers my safety. It endangers the safety of my family. I think it empowers these whack jobs that want to come to my house and burn it down because they think because I'm a child molester, that means they can do anything they want to me. So the only thing that I have, the lady laughs at me, but the only threat that I can levy is, one, suing the federal government, and two, if I die. I hope there is such a thing as the afterlife because I will come back and strangle these bastards in their beds.
Oh, come on.
She can laugh if she wants, but she should understand the anger that I feel.
You should understand the anger of a parent whose child has been offended by someone like you.
I don't want to spend...
What about that?
Ma'am, you want to know something? I want to know how are you going to feel if after I die, how are you going to feel? Are you going to laugh when you wake up and my cold, dead hands are around your throat?
How do you know if that's not going to happen? Your victim's not going to come back and haunt you if
he
dies.
How about that?
Because he's not dead. He's alive.
Well, what if he does?
I didn't kill him.
You caused psychological damage to him. What about that?
I didn't kill him.
You caused psychological damage to the act that you committed. What did you do to him? What exactly did you do?
Why, you old pervert.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The lady wants to know.
No, she wants to get the intimate details. Like some perv.
They sent you to prison for a year, and
yes,
then you got her to be upset because
ma'am,
you had to stay in prison for,
you
wanna
ask
jail
me
for 3 months because they couldn't raise bail money.
I was in jail. I did all the time that the state of California asked me to do, okay?
And now you're registered. You're a sex offender.
All right, I'm a sex offender, okay? That doesn't mean... Are murderers registered? Do you know how many murderers live next door to you? No, you don't. See, they're not registered.
I tell you what... It's public information, and
ma'am,
a person yes, it is.
No, ma'am.
And they could find out about it.
I got to take a break.
Okay, I want to say one more thing to this lady, though, because she wanted to know what I did with the kid. Boy, how sick are you?
Oh, it's sick has
no,
nothing to do
really...
with it.
All right.
You're not coming clean about it, but you know what? You don't have to. You might as well accept the fact that you're a sex offender. Your name is you're registered. And people have a right to know that, and that's all I have to say.
Fine,
thank you, Phil.
But if I die,
thank you very much, Cheryl.
But if I die, well, is she gone?
Yes.
I hope she doesn't wake up some night and she feels cold, dead, rotting flesh around her throat. My hands.
Stop it, man, because you know what? All you do is come off sounding like a clown. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Michael is with me.
This gentleman is a convicted sex offender. He joins us. You know, sir, you don't like the Amber Law. You don't like the idea that your face is on a website. You don't like the idea that your personal information. But the activities that you've been involved in have traumatized and brutalized someone's life for the rest of their life.
And what has it done to me? And what has it done to my family? That's what I'd like to know. What has it done to...
Well, I guess the argument is nobody cares.
No one cares? My daughter...
You say your daughter thinks the whole thing's a riot.
She doesn't think it's... I don't know if she thinks it's a riot. I do know that she doesn't, a day doesn't pass that she's not giving me some grief about it. A day doesn't pass my wife's not giving me some kind of grief. And these little side comments when we're doing chores around the house, you know, or we're doing dishes, this little side comments say, I'll say something like, oh boy, I just stubbed my toe. And the mere fact that I said the word boy and the two of them are laughing. So I ask you, why it is...
Were you arrested in 1997 off of a road with a younger man?
I don't recall. What do you mean, was I arrested?
Were you arrested with a lewd act with a minor?
Oh, you're talking about... That was... No, that was a misunderstanding. That was a misunderstanding.
Well, did the police find a minor in the car with you... And evidence suggested that you were engaged in a lewd act with this boy?
That was a total misunderstanding. We were in bathing suits, yes.
Okay, you were in bathing suits. What time of year was it? Because my understanding was the middle of January.
Last time I checked, there's swimming pools in January.
All right, but you were arrested in northern Michigan, in Marquette, Michigan, right?
That's correct.
Okay, let's see, Marquette, Michigan in January. I've been as far north as Minneapolis. That's got to be freezing cold.
I don't know if you've heard of anything. Excuse me, Mr. Hendry. Maybe you've read about it in the newspaper. It's called heated pool. They have these things called pool heaters. I don't understand.
All right. So it's 10 o'clock at night. You were swimming in a heated pool with a 14-year-old boy, and now the two of you are in your bathing suits parked off the side of a darkened highway.
Well, I will say that you've got to have some kind of a filthy mind to imagine anything from that. I don't know.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Jessica. Hello, Jessica. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I have to add a comment. Every time your story changes, first it was the kid's 20, then he's 21, then you picked him up at a bar, then it was a field. Now you're lying about
the other
kids.
Oh, ma'am, I never said anything about a field. I said a park.
A park. I'm sorry.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
The point of your stories, you're always the victim. You're always caught. Oh, the kid was 13. Oh, he was 14. It's a misunderstanding. First of all, why is a grown man hanging out with little boys?
Not against the law.
Aren't your own children.
Not against the law. Well, let's talk about the law.
If you want to put me in jail. I don't know. I don't know any grown men
uh-huh.
hang out with little kids.
Really? Ma'am, have you ever heard of Little League? Wow. You got to give me three for that one.
Oh, Little League.
Yeah, Little League. Thank you.
And what are you doing? You're taking these boys to Little League in the middle of winter in a bathing suit?
Ma'am, it's not against the law to hang out with kids. It is against the law to commit a lewd act. I did do that, and I admit to that. However, the point that I'm trying to make here is if with my personal information on a website, my name, my address, my face, my family is in danger as well as me. If something happens to my family,
ridiculous.
Oh, is it really? Do you know what happens to abortion doctors whose names are published on websites? Some of them get killed.
No one's going to go after your family. No one cares about your family. They care about what you did to a young boy.
Would you like to sign a document to that effect so that we could have your name on that document so that if something happens to my family, we could file a lawsuit against you personally because you guaranteed the safety of my family? Oh.
What I'm saying...
Will you turn that ghost off?
What I'm saying is that every parent on the face of this earth needs to see your picture and keep their children as far away from you as humanly possible.
Ma'am, when I get done suing you and every parent in this country, you know that tax rebate you think you're going to get? Kiss it goodbye.
Oh, yeah, okay, because you're going to broke the entire government. If you hate this government so much, why don't you move to a different country? But beware, in other countries, their laws aren't as lenient as it is here. you're lucky just to have your picture on a website.
The anger that I have about my face being on a website makes me want to claw my way out of a coffin.
Well, maybe you should then.
Okay.
Maybe that's where
you
should be.
How about if I claw my way out of a coffin and come to your house?
Oh, please.
A ghoul in the night.
All right.
No, she's...
Oh, that's so immature.
You
have a very twisted, immature personality about you. That's why you like young boys.
Ma'am,
let me tell you something. The fact that you said you didn't know that that kid was 13 is such crap. Because, first of all, no 13-year-old has the vocab and the knowledge of a 21 investment banker.
I come down your hall at cool in the night.
All right. Thank you very much, Sarah. All right, Jessica, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the...
What's the matter?
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, we don't have any time, really, for any other callers. I don't want to insult them by putting them on the air. But I would say that... What is that about, man?
Mr. Henry, it is simply a reminder that there's nothing I can do. I'm a child molester, you're right. But if somebody thinks that they are going to stick my face on a website, then I come down the hallway and I spirit them away to the underworld. Tough.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.